Chapter 2. Correct usage of some common English expressions and idioms used to talk about entertainment. Directions. Read and or listen to Louise's column and try to understand the general meaning. Don't stress out about every little thing. After hearing the meanings of the idioms and expressions, you should be up to snuff and ready for the practice test at the end of the chapter. Stress out means don't worry. Every little thing means about every detail. Up to snuff means you will know about or be up to date on. Just a reminder, we are recording this audiobook in our beautiful Focus on English outdoor cafe, where you may hear some students in the background who will be taking a class with us later on today. Some common English expressions and idioms when talking about entertainment. Below, we have reprinted one of Louise Gebasi's recent columns about entertainment. Entertainment. Here's a letter from a girl who is not happy about her date with her boyfriend. Dear Louise, I'm so sick and tired of turning on the TV and seeing the same old thing on the tube night after night. Our TV gets 156 TV channels of reception, a little something for everyone, I guess, but it's all so commercialized. Anyway, my boyfriend came over the other night, and we decided to watch TV and make some popcorn. I swear, Louise, we must have flipped through every channel on my TV at least twice, trying to find something that both of us could enjoy. My boyfriend wanted to watch mixed martial arts fighting, and I wanted to watch a mystery show. So we decided to flip through the channels until we could find something we both wanted to watch. Well, after plowing through two big bowls of popcorn, quaffing down two big bottles of pop, and flipping through at least 300 channels, we finally settled on a reality show where everyone on the show was lost or something. It was so lame. I think next time we should go to the movies together or maybe a concert or a play. But making TV into a date is really a bad idea. We are seriously thinking about going to the theater more to see musicals and plays. The problem is that my boyfriend and I can't agree on how we should dress when we go to the theater. My boyfriend says we can dress however we want. I say that there are certain dress codes that you have to pay attention to. What is the appropriate attire for live theater performances? Signed, Ready for a Night on the Town. Here's Louise's response to A Night on the Town. Dear Reddy, I'm glad you two finally came to your senses. You are so right. There is so much more to do out there than just watch TV. If you are lucky enough to live in a city that has live theater performances, this is an excellent way to enjoy time together. Take a little time during the week to check out the different performance reviews on the internet or in your local newspaper. Then use the internet or your local newspaper to find out where and when it's all happening. Do a little homework during the week and you will be able to plan the perfect weekend for you and your guy. Here's a little guide on how to dress for a night on the town. If you are in a big city with big-time live theatrical performances, then semi-formal attire will most likely be the best call. If in doubt, why don't you give the theater a call and ask? If you are going to a smaller theater for a live performance, dress in comfortable smart casuals. If you are going to a rock concert, then dress like everyone else is going to dress. If you are going to a musical or a band or orchestral concert, then you may want to dress somewhere between smart casual and semi-formal. Again, if there is a question, take a stab at calling the theater and ask someone how people are dressing. If you can't get through, then check the advertisement on the internet to see if they may tell you about the dress code. The most important thing is to have fun. Number 1. Sick and tired. To dislike or be annoyed with something or someone. When you are sick and tired of something or someone, you can no longer put up with or tolerate them. Examples. We had 5 days of rain. Everyone was sick and tired of the rain. Another example. Anna was sick and tired of eating the same food every day, so she decided to try something different. Number 2. Same old thing. Something that you do on a regular basis that is so familiar to you that you are bored with it. Examples. I go to work 5 days per week. I arrive at 8 a.m., make coffee, listen to my phone messages, and then go to work. Same old thing every day. Another example. Every Friday night, my boyfriend takes me to dinner and then we see a movie. Same old thing every Friday night. I wish we could do something different on Friday nights. Number 3. The tube. Television. TV. Examples. What's on the tube tonight? Meaning, what shows are on television tonight? Another example. Don't believe everything you see and hear on the tube. Number 4. A little something for everyone. Everyone attending a show or presentation or involved in an activity will be entertained by or interested in at least some part of the show, presentation, or activity. Examples. Let's go to the circus. The circus usually has a little something for everyone. Another example. Our group project has a little something for everyone. Everyone will find some part of the project interesting to him or her. Number 5. It's all so commercialized. Produced mainly just to make money, usually with little concern for quality. Examples. Many of the tourist destinations today are so commercialized. All they care about is taking the tourists' money, and not so much about the quality of the tourist experience. Another example. The internet is becoming so commercialized with all of the pop-up advertising and advertising on almost every website. Number 6. I swear. This is an expression that is used to mean, I promise you that this is the truth. This expression usually precedes a statement that you want someone to really believe, used to emphasize something to someone. Examples. I swear. I'm not going out on another date with my boyfriend until he gets a new pair of shoes. Another example. I swear, if we don't win this soccer match, we are really bad. Number 7. Flipping through. To rapidly change the channels on a TV, usually with a remote control. People often flip through channels to try to find something interesting to watch or to kill time when the program they are watching was interrupted by a TV commercial. Kill time means to occupy yourself with something while you are waiting for time to pass. Examples. We must have flipped through 25 channels before we found something interesting to watch on TV. Another example. Every night my father would come home from work, sit in his favorite chair in front of the TV, and just flip through the TV channels. He never seemed to be interested in watching just one particular thing. Number 8. Plowing through. When you plow through something, you do something intently. That is, with single-minded focus. When a person plows through food, they are generally eating large amounts of food rapidly. Examples. I plowed through my homework in 45 minutes so that I would have time to see the concert. My colleagues and I plowed through the assignment in 2 days. Our boss was very proud of us. Number 9. Quaffing down. When you quaff something down, you drink a lot of it quickly or heartily. Examples. We quaffed down a pitcher of beer and then went to the show. Boy, we were blitzed. Blitzed means drunk or inebriated. Another example. The runners were so thirsty after the competition that they quaffed down over 2 gallons of lemonade. Number 10. Reality show. This is a television show that does not have a script. There are usually no actors in a reality show, and the idea is to show television audiences a real-life situation with the actual people who are in those situations. Examples. My friends and I like watching reality shows because they are more interesting. Another example. There are many reality TV shows on American television, and they are often the most popular shows in America. Number 11. So lame. Something that is lame is something that is boring or even stupid, pointless, or worthless. Examples. Jim's idea to go bird watching on Sunday was so lame, I'd rather go snowboarding. Another example. That television show is so lame, they should replace it with something that is more interesting. Number 12. Making TV into a date. When you make something into something else, you are representing one thing as another. In this case, making TV into a date means that you have decided to watch TV on a Friday night with your boyfriend or girlfriend and then decide to call that a date. Examples. Let's go to the park this afternoon and have a picnic. We could make this picnic into a wonderful date. Another example. Mark is famous for making TV into a date with his female friends. Number 13. Dress codes. A set of rules that indicate the approved way to dress in certain situations. Examples. There is a company meeting tomorrow night at 5 p.m. The dress code is casual. Another example. The dress code is often semi-formal for graduation ceremonies. Number 14. A night on the town. Going out for a night on the town means you intend to have a lot of fun going to different places throughout the evening. Perhaps a combination of visiting several pubs, going to a show, going to a dance or a party, or other celebration. Examples. I just got a big promotion in my company, so I would like to celebrate by going out for a night on the town. Another example. Myra's boyfriend took her out for a night on the town last night. She's exhausted today. Number 15. Came to your senses. To begin to think clearly or act in a sensible way. Examples. When Edward looked at his bank account, he came to his senses and decided he could not afford a new car. Another example. After his wife caught him with another woman, for the third time, she came to her senses and filed for a divorce. Number 16. Out there. Meaning, in the real world, the larger world beyond personal perception, reality. Examples. My counselor told me that I've got to get out there and find a good job. Another example. After my divorce, my friend told me that I had to get out there and make some new friends. Number 17. Check out. Meaning, to investigate, look at, or examine. Examples. Let's go down to the mall and check out the new cell phones. Another example. Hey, check out Leonard. He's wearing his new jacket. Number 18. It's all happening. Where it's all happening means where the exciting or interesting activities are taking place. Example. There is a really cool party happening tonight. It's all happening at Jean's house. Another example. Where is the concert happening? It's all happening at the Sports Dome. Number 19. Do a little homework. When you do a little homework, you do some research about something, or you investigate something to find out more about it. Example. After doing a little homework, the detective figured out who committed the murder. Another example. Before she bought the new computer, Cynthia did some homework to find out which computer was best for her. 20. Big time. Informal. Big time is an adjective describing something as being at the most prestigious level. Example. Shows playing on Broadway in New York City are considered big time entertainment. Another example. If you are a really good baseball player, the big time professional baseball teams might be interested in hiring you. Number 21. Semi-formal attire. Semi-formal attire, clothing, or dress is often used to describe one of the dress code categories. When a person is wearing semi-formal attire, he is usually wearing a tie and jacket for men, and she is usually wearing an evening dress for women. Example. We are invited to the dance next Friday night. We have to wear semi-formal attire. Another example. We have been invited to attend the annual celebration with our partner banks at the Old Opera House in Frankfurt. Semi-formal attire is required. 22. Best call. Your best call is your best decision or very best guess. Sometimes we just say good call. Example. I don't know who will win the soccer game tonight. My best call would be that we will win by just 1 point. Another example. I think that going to the movies might be our best call tonight because there isn't any other entertainment that looks very interesting. Number 23. Smart casual attire. Smart casual attire, clothing or dress, is often used to describe one of the dress code categories. When a person is wearing smart casual attire, he is usually wearing a fashionable pants and shirt outfit for men, and she is usually wearing a fashionable but comfortable dress for women. Smart casual attire differs from casual attire in that casual attire is considered appropriate for everyday activity. Casual, in this context, means relaxed and not serious. Smart casual means somewhat relaxed but still recognizing that the occasion has some importance. Example. Stefan and Helga were invited to an afternoon party at their yacht club. Attire for this kind of affair is smart casual. Keiko is going to a baby shower this evening. She will be wearing smart casual attire. Number 24. Take a stab at. When you take a stab at something, you try to do it. Example. I would like to take a stab at learning how to play tennis. Another example. Angelina was a pretty good rock climber, so she took a stab at climbing the difficult rock face. Number 25. Get through. In the context of this sentence, get through means to make a successful telephone connection with someone else. Example. I called the doctor's office, but I couldn't get through because the line was busy. Another example. After the earthquake, the telephone system was down and you couldn't get through to anyone. Chapter 2, Practice and Review. Directions. In each of the sentences below, fill in the blank spaces with a word or words that are missing from the expression. Answers can be found in Chapter 2, above. Number 1. Kathy has really gotten good at soccer. She is ready for the blank time soccer leagues. Number 2. Jan's mother told her that she should get blank there and make some friends. Number three, when the bank clerk told Bill he had no money in his account, Bill blank to his blank and decided that he had better get a job. Number four, after doing a little blank, the girl figured out that her boyfriend was cheating on her. Number five, you and I are invited to a dance party next Monday night. We have to wear semi-blank attire. Number six, I don't know who will win the football game tomorrow, but my blank call would be that we will win by a small margin. Number seven, hey, let's go to the shopping center and out the sales. Hey, let's go to the shopping center and out the sales. Number eight, her boyfriend took her out for a night town yesterday evening. Her boyfriend took her out for a night town yesterday evening. Number nine, the office workers plowed the project in 2 hours. Our boss gave them a raise for their good work. The office workers plowed the project in 2 hours. Our boss gave them a raise for their good work. Number 10. Maureen would like to a stab at surfing. Maureen would like to a stab at surfing. Number 11. Hey, what's happening tonight? It's all at the pub on the corner of Elm and Davis Avenue. Hey, what's happening tonight? It's all at the pub on the corner of Elm and Davis Avenue. Number 12. My brother must have through 100 TV channels before he found a program he liked. My brother must have through 100 TV channels before he found a program he liked. Number 13. I must have drunk 10 glasses of beer. Boy, was I... I must have drunk 10 glasses of beer. Boy, was I... Number 14. I must have flipped through 200 channels. There is so much nonsense on them today. I must have flipped through 200 channels. There is so much nonsense on the today. Number 15. We have been in our hotel rooms for 5 days. I think that everyone is and tired of being in their hotel rooms. We have been in our hotel rooms for 5 days. I think that everyone is and tired of being in their hotel rooms.